A lot has happened for the artist Terza since her last album in 2018. She quit her job as a textile print designer, she had a second child, and she wrote a whole new album. But, you know, going back into the studio, it was easy to flip back into that mode.
It's like meeting up with one, you know, one of your closest friends. You just kind of will snap back to who you were with them. It's very easy in a way.
Well, it helps if you are literally meeting up with one of your closest friends. Terza makes music with her longtime collaborator Mika Levy, who produces under the name Mikachu. The two of them would craft melodies from long improvisations, with Terza singing lines of her poetry on top. The result is an album of atmospheric and experimental songs called Color Grade. When she reflects on the album, Terza doesn't want to define the meaning of any of it, at least not right away.
Sometimes the poem's kind of got to fit subtly into the phrasing and how you've sung something.
Right.
And yeah. So it can quite heavily dictate what you choose. So, you know, you start the puzzle and then the rest of it kind of follows quite quickly.
I wish radio stories unfolded like that. Once you start, it just writes itself quickly.
So you're not necessarily sitting down to write something about someone or to someone.
Yeah.
So then it's only natural that later on it's connected with you because of an experience or because something just has connected and you see something in a certain way. And just thinking, oh, yeah, okay. That's what it means to me now.
You know, that makes sense to me. It's like you don't want to be imprisoned by a story that's supposed to dictate the rest of the way that the song unfolds.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating because a lot of artists seem to start the songwriting process, you know, with the personal story, and they very much want to communicate that personal story. But you let it sort of organically, freeform, evolve into something else, however it may be.
Yeah, that's my preference anyway.
And when people try to interpret your songs, they try to interpret maybe the personal meaning, the personal story behind a song. Does it kind of bother you? Like, what does that feel like to be asked about? What does this song mean, Terza? Tell me about the story. What led you to write the song? What do you think of questions like that?
To be honest, it's just really, I really love that it takes on its own life once it's, you know, left the confines of the file box. It's out of our hands. I might be feeling something and it might not be how someone else perceives it. So it doesn't really matter how I intended it to be read. It's in the hands of everyone or anyone that happens to listen to it. And that way it's kind of, it means something different to everyone, which I think is how it should be, really.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I listen to music that, you know, the message is clear or it does feel like it's got a particular message, and then others that, you know, might feel more ambiguous. But in the end, it's doesn't matter as long as I enjoy it and I love listening to it. It doesn't really matter what, you know, it was intended to be.
Well, then that makes me think the answer to the next question is, it really doesn't matter, Elsa, because what I was going to ask you is, what was the overall intention behind this album? Because it's so atmospheric to me, but there are all these different shades and moods. What did you want me to feel or to think about while listening to this collection of work?
I think really for it to be honest and no frills or no decorations. If it makes, you know, you feel anything at all, then that's pretty magic, I think. I can't really ask for any more than that. You found me still out in
this, in knowing you. Terza's new album is called Color Grade. Thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's beating.